And I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting off from verse 7. I'll be reading a couple verses from there. Again, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll be reading from verse 7 onward. And the word of God says this: "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Amen. You guys may be seated. The question I have for us at the beginning of my message is, have you ever struggled with something in your life that you wished God would just take away? Maybe it's a struggle that keeps coming back, and however form it is for you in your life. Maybe it's a permanent sickness or malady that you suffer in your life that's ruining your ability to be able to be your normal self on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it's a migraine. Maybe it's a stomach issue. Maybe it's something. Or maybe it's an opposition that you face on a weekly basis, maybe at your job, from somebody who's an enemy to you. Or maybe simply just it's the enemy himself opposing you, nagging you. Have you ever prayed to the Lord in circumstances like these that he would simply just take away these struggles, these struggles or thorns that you're facing in your life, and yet he didn't? If we look at the text that we just read here, we will find that the Apostle Paul himself, just like us at times, suffered something at some point in his life which he wished God would remove from his life, which he described was like a thorn in his side bothering him, and yet God didn't remove it. The question that I have to ask tonight is, why is this? Why did God not remove the struggle from Paul's life? And why is it that God doesn't remove these struggles or these thorn-like things in our life that bothers us? This is the question I want us to ponder on this evening. And tonight, the message that I prepared will be seeking to address this question. And therefore, the title of my message is this: When God Doesn't Remove the Thorn. And tonight, I want to go over 3 reasons why God doesn't remove certain struggles or thorns from our lives, so that we could ultimately better handle these thorns when they do come in our lives. Now, the first reason why God isn't removing these thorns from our lives is because God's purpose with these thorns is to keep us humble. Look at what Paul says in verse 7. He says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn was given to me." Now, if we look back a few verses in verse 4 at the beginning of this chapter, we will notice that Paul, although he doesn't allude that it's himself, but if you look into it, he is indeed speaking of himself. He had this experience that was so special, was so grand, to which he describes were revelations of something in the heavens, something that was maybe alluding to Christ or things to come. And he had this experience that was so unique that someone or many people never had. And we see Paul with honesty on account of these experiences. He says, "Lest I should be exalted for this great thing that I experienced in my life, a thorn was given to me." What do we learn from this? What is Paul trying to say by this? Although Christ may be using us to display his power in our life, although God may be revealing things to us that may helping us in a certain way in our life, the center of attention in life should always still remain on Christ, not on us. And I believe this was what God was teaching Paul at an earlier part of his ministry when God was using him in a very powerful way. You see, Paul is speaking here from a perspective of something that happened a long time in his life. Back in the earlier days when he was preaching the gospel, when God was using him with might and power to preach to those in Greece and Rome, when God was using him to heal people and bring healing. And we see that God teaches Paul humility in a world where we could easily drift our attention away from Christ to ourselves or maybe even to others. We see back in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 how Paul saw this firsthand as an issue in his ministry. And this example can be seen with Paul and Apollos. Both men of God that God was using greatly at that time, God was using Apollos to preach wonderfully. He was a man that could speak. He was an orator of that time. And when he spoke, people were moved. And Paul was one who wrote messages that when they would go to churches, would convict and bring revival. And we see here that Paul saw something was arising amongst people. And he said, you guys are becoming carnal because you guys are bearing your allegiance either to Paul, to me, or to Apollos. And he said, that's not right. That's not okay. Though God is using Apollos in a powerful way and he's using me in a different way, all the glory remains to him. And we see Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. And he says, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? And here's the key. I planted, Apollos watered, but God, he gave the increase. You see, men and women in God's, story that he's writing for each and every one of us are not the hero of the story. It's not about us. Christ is. And that's why Paul later on in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, he says, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The lesson for us to take home is this. God has all the ability to work with his power in your life. But sometimes God allows weakness simply to remind us that our strength is actually coming from him. And in love, he does this for us to preserve humility in our lives, lest we should boast, lest people should exalt us or we exalt ourselves and think that there's something in us that we possess. It's not ours. He who is in us is greater, and that is Christ Jesus. And he deserves to be exalted number one in our lives. So when God is not removing the thorn from your life, remember that God ultimately has a purpose with these weaknesses, with these thorns. And it's to keep us humble. Don't take it the wrong way that God's trying to punish you. He's not trying to punish you. In his love, he's trying to remind you that he is all you need, that he is the strength of your life. This is the first step that will help us to be able to move on despite God not removing thorns in our life. The second reason why God isn't removing these thorns from our lives is because God's grace truly is sufficient when the thorn remains. Verse 9 says, and Jesus was speaking to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Very simple words. The thorn that Paul had in his life was not necessary to be removed because there was someone in Paul's life that was already sufficient for Paul and his every need. And that was Jesus. You see, it's really not complicated. And I love how scripture here in the Word of God makes it so simple by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's not complicated. Jesus meets Paul and he says that my grace is sufficient for you. And my question to all of us is, what was God's greatest expression of grace to all humanity on the earth, for all people? It indeed was his son, Jesus Christ. So when Christ is saying my grace is sufficient for you, he's basically saying, I am sufficient for you. I am grace for you. I have given you all that you don't deserve, and that's myself. I came and died for you from above to live a holy life that you would be made holy. And that is grace for us. Glory be to God. Christ is our sufficient source of strength. But sometimes we wrongly find comfort in given strength that he gives us. In the given strength of Christ in our lives versus the strength that he is for us in our lives. What do I mean by this? You see, I have seen countless amount of times in my life where God gave me strength and I could feel it. I can see it. It was tangible. It was evident in my life. And maybe for a week in my life, maybe I was experiencing moments of prayer where I felt the presence of God. God was revealing himself to me. God was empowering me and it felt wonderful. Or maybe I was reading scripture and I was having deep understanding of things I didn't know. Or maybe God was using me as I went out on the streets and he moved me to speak to someone and to evangelize to them in a capacity that I couldn't do on my own. And I realized that we have the tendency so many times when God is giving us this strength and it's being used in us that we become confident in this given strength. And we forget that Christ was that strength for us. He was doing that in and through us. And therefore, because of this, I believe at times God needs to remove his given strength from us. Or better said, the experienced strength that we experience in our lives, because it caused us to look away from Christ, who is indeed our source of strength. The way I visualize this in my head is like a child who has been given a credit card to take care of his daily needs. You see, a child, you can give him a credit card, and that child eventually with time, as he uses that credit card, he can feel somewhat powerful. He can go to the store and he can go and get some bag of chips and buy them and beep, and oh, it went through. And then he can go to another store and say, well, let's get something more. Let's go buy a scooter. Beep, oh, it went through. And that child can have the tendency in those moments to forget that his strength is found in that card. When in reality, the strength that he has or that power that he possesses is a power that is only found in his Father. It's his Father's riches. It's his Father's abundance, but it was given to him. In the same way, the strength that God gives to us, or better said, he loans to us, this is not our source of strength. He is our source of strength. That's why Christ says to Paul, when strength vanished from his life and he had this weakness that remained, that my grace, that I myself am sufficient for you. You see, we don't need Christ to take away the thorn from our side so that we can regain that strength that we once had, or regain a certain strength that that brother or that sister has, because that's power, because that is the evidence of God moving. No, because he is our strength. And that's why in verse 9, Jesus says, his strength is made perfect in weakness. What does this mean? It means simply that God's power is revealed in weakness. It's revealed in those moments where we're weak. So the question to ask is, when God doesn't provide for us the strength that we think we need, are we content with him being our source of strength? Or do we need him to give us that strength that we once felt that made us confident to be able to move forward? Do we need to feel a sense of strength in our life and possess it so that we can walk by faith? Or are we gonna walk by faith and do what we're supposed to do as believers and believe and trust that he's gonna carry us through it all? At the end of the day, God's grace truly is sufficient for us. And that grace was given to all of us, and his name was Jesus Christ. Praise be to our Lord. David in Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, King David, at a point of his life where he was facing trouble, he said, my flesh and my heart fail. And we all go through moments where our flesh and our heart fail. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. How wonderful. These words that he said are so true even for us. God is our strength. So when God doesn't remove a weakness or struggle in our lives, it's because he truly is sufficient to provide all our needs. And because of this, praise be to his name. Now, the third reason why God isn't removing these thorns from our lives is because weakness ultimately is an opportunity for Christ's power to be displayed in our lives. In verse 9, we see a shift in Paul's perspective, and we see that once he realized that God is his strength and he doesn't need a given source of strength, he doesn't need to possess a source of strength in his life or have a thorn removed, we see that he actually starts to get happy. And he gets happy in realizing, as Christ is his strength, despite the thorn not being removed, he has something to look forward to. He has Christ to look forward to doing something in his life. Paul discovered that the weakness that I have in my life that I don't like is actually a mechanism that is perfecting me, that is perfecting God's revealed strength in my life. This weakness is an opportunity for God to work. And therefore, he started to look forward to it. The question I have for us is, do you think that it's possible that at times we become so consumed with asking God to change our circumstances, to change the thorn situation that we have, and we overlook the way God may be setting the stage to display his power? I think sometimes we do that. And in my opinion, I believe this is the reason why many of us fail to obtain new testimonies in our lives. Because when things get difficult, we just call quits. We say, Father, just come and save me. Get me out of this. God, take this thorn out of my side. When in reality, God is trying to do a work. And if we allow him to work and we leave him room to work, do you think that God is going to work? He most certainly will. Because his children he loves and he wants to do a work to bring glory to his name and to satisfy your heart. He loves you. He doesn't want you to suffer. He just wants you to see how he is, again, the hero in our story, the father in our story. And we see Paul and his excitement. We see in verse 9, he says, therefore, and all of this, therefore, Lord, I will rather boast in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul began to see weakness as something that was allowing God to work in his life. Imagine for a moment when what the enemy intended to utilize against you, what he meant to discourage you, what he meant to drag you down, was something that you've chosen to utilize as an opportunity to set the stage for God to reveal to heaven and to earth and to all those around us that he is Lord of your life. Imagine how much damage we can be doing more to the kingdom of darkness when we don't allow the weaknesses in our life, the thorns in our side, the things that God won't remove to be an opportunity for God to display his power. For God to reveal that he is greater than the darkness, that he is greater than that which is causing us discouragement. You see, the enemy doesn't like this mentality when we move forward in faith and we look expectantly on God doing things in our life. Because number one, it leaves room for Christ to be the hero of your story, to be the hero of your life. And number two, it actively feeds your faith to trust and remain in the Lord. And may the Lord help us with this. Therefore, it's vitally important for us, brothers and sisters, to build up this mentality like Paul, despite our weaknesses, where we rejoice, where we get happy, where we look at weakness, not with discouragement, but with joy. Because God wants to work in our circumstances and he has all the power to do it. Let him come into your life and display his power, for he can do great things. Amen. Now with this said, I will conclude. What does God accomplish when he chooses not to remove the thorns from our life? He uses it to keep us, number one, humble. The thorn keeps us humble so that we do not boast in the strength that he gives us. Number two, the thorn remains to teach us that Christ is sufficient for all our needs. Because why? He is our sufficient strength. He is sufficient for us. And number three, he gives us, through the thorn that we face in our life, an opportunity to see his power displayed through our weaknesses. So when the thorn may come your way, brothers and sisters, don't only ask, God, when are you going to remove this? But rather, ask God this. God, how are you going to glorify yourself through this? Because brothers and sisters, the thorn remained in Paul's life, and it may remain in our lives as well. But the wonderful good news is that his grace, his all-sufficient grace, is sufficient for us. And when we are weak, he truly is our strength. Glory be to God. With this said, brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless Emmanuel Church and give us the strength that as we go throughout this week to remember that when we face things that we cannot change, God is the one that can change them. And even if he doesn't, he is sufficient for all our needs. Amen.